RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wasn't that dilly-dally around? Let's get down to business because we know how things work around here. This is The Fan, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. And when they play football games, one thing you can count on is we're probably going to predict them incorrectly, but we're going to do it with great confidence in a segment we like to call Football Picks. Well, let's start with Friday Night Lights. It's Florida State. It's UVA. I like the Wahoos. I like Chandler Morris. I like what they're doing with this team. I think they beat Virginia Tech this year. I think they win 8 football games. I think they're in a respectable bowl. I'm excited for the people of Charlottesville. It just goes to show you what a little elbow grease, some hard work, and millions of dollars in NIL money will do for a program. I love where UVA's at. I love that this is the 30-year anniversary of the Florida State game. I don't think for a second they're ready to hang with the Seminoles, who are one of the class of the ACC this year. Florida State, lay the points. Sorry, Wahoos. I think Florida State is marching on to an XXL showdown with Miami. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a great showcase for the conference. Clemson's stepping aside right now, but Florida State's stepping in. Miami's back every year. Maybe Miami's actually back this year. But in this one, give me Florida State. Nooner on Saturday. How about this one to wake you up? Notre Dame, Arkansas. We got some fun ones this week. Don't let the lack of a name confuse you. Arkansas plays some tough football. Notre Dame needs a bounce back win. Notre Dame laying 4.5 on the road. I could see, you could sell me either way on this one. I make this pick with an abundant lack of confidence. I don't know what'll happen here, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think Notre Dame is your team, finds a way to win this football game. JMU by 17.5 against Georgia Southern. Hello. I would have told you this is a throw out the records game, but apparently the odds makers have elected to keep the records. The Dukes are rolling. They finally have one quarterback. Coach's been cagey about it all week. Does he have another trick up his sleeve? If he does, I don't like laying that many points. Until then, though, ride with the Dukes. They look good. I think they could make some noise in the Sun Belt this year. Indiana continues its tear at Iowa, the Fighting Kurt Cinettis. I think they're for real. Love Indiana. Love what they're doing. Fantastic season. Kurt Cinetti leaves JMU, gets Indiana to potential back-to-back college football playoff appearances. What a story. We're not talking about that one enough. LSU Ole Miss is your SEC game of the day on Saturday. Ole Miss by 1.5 at home is the line. Give me Ole Miss. Give me the Fighting Kiffins. I think this will be a fascinating one. Looking forward to watching that. The one I feel good about. Last week on this show, I picked Liberty. I said they'd hang with JMU. I felt good about it. Megan Nagy is like, yeah, let's go. Let's ride. They didn't look good at all. They got blown off in the fourth
Liberty.
Quarter. No. They hung for a little while, and then it was over. Injury to the quarterback, blah, blah, blah. Didn't look good. All right. Here's what we're going to do. we're doubling down on Liberty. Liberty, let's go. Liberty at Old Dominion this weekend.
Okay.
The Monarchs are 16.5 point favorites. Everybody's bailed on Liberty. Everybody's jumping off the Liberty bandwagon. Nobody's got time for Liberty anymore.
I'm still here.
We're still here.
Yes.
Give me the Flames. Give me the points. Let's go. Virginia Tech. By the time you get to this, this line will have moved again. NC State opened up as a 7.5 point favorite. They're now 10 point favorites. Not a lot of faith in the Hokies right now. Unfortunately, I think we saw what we saw in that Vandy game. We saw what we saw in the ODU game. Interim coach isn't going to fix talent issues. There's just not enough talent on this football team. It's NC State. I've picked against both of our schools, UVA and Tech, this week. Boo me off the air if you need to. I understand. This is a bad look for everybody involved. Beautiful night of football under the lights. Oregon at Penn State, whiteout game, one of the great traditions in college football. Oregon goes into places and wins. They don't get intimidated by things like that. Penn State, they're for real this year. I love a game like this. Loved it back in the day when this was a de facto, like, losers out of the national title race. That's not the case this year. We'll see both these teams again in the playoffs. Doesn't make it less fun of a football game, though. Give me the Nittany Lions. I've been on them all offseason. Far be it for me to back off now, but I love Oregon, too. I'll be watching that one. Georgia is only a 3-point favorite against Alabama. This is a smell test game for me. Georgia should be way more than a 3-point favorite over Alabama. What are we doing here? I don't smell the trap. Perhaps you smell the trap. I don't. So I'm going to take Georgia like a sucker. I'll regret that play on Monday. We're not smarter than Vegas. You're never smarter than Vegas. If it's a fishy line, bet the smell. This is a smelly line. Georgia should be favored by more than 3 against Alabama. Somebody knows something. Watch out. Anytime you smell it smells fishy, you're not smarter than Vegas. They don't give out free money. That's the lesson here. That's the takeaway on MP's football picks. NFL this weekend, we go to Dublin. 9:30 a.m. international game Sunday morning. Wake up with the Vikings and the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers on national TV in Dublin, and he gets points against Carson Wentz. Load me up on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That one's going to be a lot of fun. Eagles only 3.5 point favorites in Tampa. Buccaneers are feisty. I don't think they can hang with the Eagles. I think Philly continues to roll. I love that they brought in the 450-pound dude to stop the tush push, though. Kudos to Tampa. Commanders at the Falcons. Commanders are 1-point favorites. The line's flying all over the place. We got injury information. We got this. We got that. I think the Falcons are desperate. I don't like betting against desperate teams. They need a win. They got blanked last week. They got Arthur blanked last week in Carolina. But I think the Commanders are a good, solid, well-coached football team. I think this is like your average NFL game. I think it comes down to the last possession. Jayden Daniels is going to play. And when Jayden Daniels plays, when Jayden Daniels gets the last possession, Jayden Daniels wins. That's my prediction there. Survivor pool pick of the week. Everybody going with the Texans against the Titans. I am staying far away from that one. I'm not touching that one even a little bit. I'm scared of the Titans. Give me the Titans and the 7 points. I want to ride with them. Afternoon game, Ravens and the Chiefs. Somebody's going to be 1-3 after this game, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs. The Ravens will get to 2-2. Don't sleep on the Ravens. Just because they blew that game in the opener, just because they lost to the Lions, they're playing good football. We will be hearing from them in January. Chiefs at 1-3 are going to be asking themselves some tough questions in the week ahead in a tough division. And then it ends on Sunday night, Packers at the Cowboys. Shop for the line. Shop for the line you need, because it's 6.5 some places, it's 7 at others. I want my full 7. Write it down. I want the Cowboys. I want my full 7, though, because I think this will be a close game. The Cowboys specialize in close games. They specialize in heartbreak, too. But that's a story for another time, because we're out of time. We'll keep things rolling on the other side. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, getting you ready. Monster weekend in the world of sports. We'll make sure you're ready for every single bit of it. AWOD Radio takes over up here at noon. He'll get you to 3 o'clock. That's when Grant and Danny take you home. We'll be cross-talking with AWOD. About 12:15, we'll catch up on everything from down at River City. Roll, great place to catch the action this weekend. And of course, the action has already begun. We'll continue giving you Ryder Cup updates at 15 and 45 past the hour. We'll take you out to Bethpage, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One. So good stuff happening there. Lots of football to get to. Of course, this would be a football-dominant show. When you promise a baseball update every day, you give a baseball update every day. And I will tell you that yesterday, the Tigers grabbed back that share first against the Cleveland Guardians. The Dodgers clinch another NL West title, their 12th in the last 13 years. They're a dynasty. All they do is win. They dominate the regular season. And yet, because of this playoff format, I don't think they've got a better chance than anybody else when we fire this up. I'm skeptical about the Brewers. You always worry about teams that were so hot, and then this playoff format can cool you off in a hurry. So I don't expect the Brewers to be there, but it's random. It could be anybody. You got a 1 out of 6 chance if you get to the dance, and I think there's a lot of fun waiting for us on the other side in the baseball playoffs. Of course, today we're getting you ready for our big marquee events this weekend, headlined by Sunday, 1 o'clock, Commanders at the Falcons. And the news last night that Terry McLaurin will not need surgery for his injury. So that's not everything, but that's something at least. Not a sports hernia, not an injury that will require surgery, still seems doubtful. He will play today. Of course, when they give you that update, AWOD will relay it to you this afternoon. We'll be ready for that. And I'm looking for Noah Brown to step up, to have a role. Certainly, if Luke McCaffrey is going to take a step forward, this would seem to be a very good game for that to happen in. And I think they'll continue to utilize Jalen Lane, though I don't think he's going to become an every down receiver. I just don't think they envision that for him at this point of his career, at this point in his rookie season, where he's bringing so much on special teams. And we've seen special teams mean so much across the NFL this year. Blocked field goal to win a game. Kickoff returns, punt returns, a lot more kick returns happening this year than we saw last year. It's a specialty event, and especially on the punts, you saw the juice that gave, the energy that gave to this team. It was meaningful. It was very meaningful, and I think that they want Jalen Lane to continue to focus on that there. It's so much football between now and then, too. Of course, tonight, it's UVA football. They're hosting Florida State. I think everybody's going to be excited to see Chandler Morris on the big stage. Opportunity to do the things he does. Big test for UVA, obviously. Florida State, I think, is a top 10 team, barreling towards a highly anticipated matchup with Miami. But two good offenses there. Two good offenses. I hate the Friday night game. I still hate the Friday night game. I will always hate the Friday night game. And to me, the issue with the Friday night game is it detracts from high school football, where the focus should be on a Friday night. And just because there's a dollar out there doesn't mean they have to go get it. I think that's the problem with college sports. They could use a commissioner. Now, the NFL's greedy. The NFL goes out and gets every dollar. But they also, they can rein the owners back in from doing that. In college football, we're seeing this unfettered grabbing of the dollars here. Penn State being told play a whiteout game at noon by Fox. Now, they ended up getting it in primetime on NBC, but the notion that you destroy a college football tradition over kickoff times, right? Ohio State, Michigan has always kicked at noon, held off from the 7 o'clock. Now, of course, some Ohio State fans want to change that. The story, I think it was 2 days ago, I think it was Wednesday, which was wild, where Notre Dame and USC talked about selling their series independently of each other to Netflix, because they said NBC has the rights to home Notre Dame games. The Big Ten has the rights to home USC games. They were talking about finding a third venue, a Jerry World, claiming it was independent, it was outside of their contracts, and trying to sell it for extra money to Netflix. That's the state of college football right now. That's where we're at. Everybody's grabbing for that dollar. This will be a very lucrative game for UVA. They'll be on national TV. They'll get a lot of eyeballs. But also in the ACC's new revenue sharing formula, you're rewarded for ratings. You're rewarded for people watching your product. And when nobody else is on, A lot of people are going to be watching. I'll be watching. A1's up there. Jealous of him. Headed up for a great game tonight in a great venue. Hopefully it stays dry up there. You get a great crowd. If people go and have a good time, they'll come back and they'll have another good time. And that's exactly what UVA needs right now, is to stack good times on top of good times and do that. Not that I have an infinite patience for college football whining. I don't know if you heard Lincoln Riley the other day talking about USC's got a noon kickoff in Illinois, and that's 9 a.m. West Coast time. Yeah, these are the things you should have thought about before you joined the Big Ten. I got no patience for that. We have to go play in Chicago. Here in Champaign, we have to go play at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Yeah, well, you had a conference. It was called the Pac-12. It was just fine. Nobody was yelling for you to hit the button and blow it all up.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, you knew what you did when you took that. You could not expect, and they kick off games late there, too. They kick off games at 7 p.m. Inconvenience the East Coast teams. Coast-to-coast college football, maybe not as bright of an idea as we perhaps thought it was. Just saying there. NFL this weekend as well. Lots of good games. You know, we got the Commanders at 1 o'clock. We'll be zeroed in on that. Chiefs-Ravens going to be a banger. And then Cowboys-Packers. A lot of big names. Patriots' latest team to sell out to private equity. They are reportedly Robert Kraft selling an 8% stake now that the NFL allows private equity firms to take a stake in NFL teams, which felt inevitable. The teams are worth so much money, but the owners can't see that money because it's all tied up in the team. And so NFL give them the chance to cash out their teams a little bit, get a little money, get a little something on the side. And I think that this will ultimately lead to more private equity investment and more ownership issues. You know, there's a finite number of people rich enough to buy these teams, but the people who own these teams want to keep the values up, which is going to be the situation here in the coming years. Now, I say this in the NFL's money grab. I kind of liked those Arizona Unis last night. Didn't like what I saw from Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. That may be, we got to untangle if Marvin Harrison Jr. is actually good. That's an important thing that we need to do here. I think I really liked him coming out of college, but I think he had operational issues there that need to be worked out before you get a true evaluation. But we can't close our minds to the possibility that he's a bust. This show won't be a bust. It's the Friday Fun Show. We'll get you ready for a big weekend of football. We'll revisit some of our favorite moments and guests from the week. We'll check back in with Zach Joachim. On the other side of this break, of course, some Ryder Cup updates coming at you. First Ryder Cup update momentarily here from Westwood One. Excited to get out there. We'll make the picks at 11:30. Turn in the cards. Get you ready. An exciting weekend of football starts tonight. 11:40 WRVA has UVA football against Florida State under the lights. Stick around all weekend. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're so glad you're with us on a Friday morning. This is 910 The Fan.
And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Busy weekend of college football. We'll get to Charlottesville, but let's start with our friends at Virginia Tech. ACC opener on Saturday. They'll be down in Raleigh taking on NC State. Second game for interim coach Philip Montgomery, who I think has done a good job of stabilizing things. It feels normal. He was a head coach. That always helps. You want to have somebody on staff who knows the drill, knows the weekly routine, knows his job is not to reinvent Virginia Tech football. His job is to get us to December and find out who the new coach of Virginia Tech football will be. I don't know if you saw this. Bruce Arians went on Pat McAfee's show the other day, said Virginia Tech's going to hire a general manager before they hire a coach, which I thought was an interesting take, because I think we all can't say, you can say the quiet part out loud, it's athletic director first. But then even within that order, so it's funding next week. They put together the athletic plan with Babcock exits. That's his legacy. And then I'm intrigued by general manager before head coach, because it speaks to the importance of that role in college football right now. I think it also opens the door to a number of coaches that don't want this, don't want the way college football is now. If you say, hey, and this is the Stanford model, Andrew Luck runs Stanford football. He recruits, he fundraises, he picks the players, he pays the players, and then they find a coach who's like, would you like to coach Andrew Luck's team? Sure. Yeah. Okay. Great. That I don't know if that's the exact model they're going for at Virginia Tech, but it's interesting, this thought of like, all right, we're going to find somebody who is a really good recruiter, really good fundraiser, is going to be the face of the program, and their job is going to be to 40 weeks a year go around the country, find the best players, recruit them to Virginia Tech, pay them, work the salary cap, work this $50 million you're going to get next week. And then you're going to find a coach to say, 12 weeks a year, your job is to call good plays and make these guys good at football. I'm intrigued by that model, and I think there's a lot of ways Virginia Tech football could go. You've also got a lot of processes moving simultaneously in terms of funding, athletic director, general manager, coach. Which of those wheels stop first? When the Commanders did their search, you remember, they hired Adam Peters. Then they hired Dan Quinn. General manager was more important than the coach, because whoever comes in first, that's the statement. We are hiring this person regardless. Like, the coach is going to have to deal with him. Any of the coaching candidates have to be comfortable working for this general manager. Is that the way it's going to go in Blacksburg? I'm intrigued. I don't know that that's the way it's going to go, but I'm intrigued. UVA under the lights, Friday night lights. We're all fired up for this one. You'll hear it on 1140 WRVA. That's available on the free Odyssey app. I know you've downloaded it by now, but if you haven't, it's available at the App Store and at Google Play. It is three decades, 30-year anniversary of what is the school just straight up called it this week the most iconic victory in UVA football history. So I've kind of been tap dancing around it all week. If they're saying it, I'm saying it. Best win in UVA football history, and it certainly was. November 2nd, 1995, Number two, Florida State comes to Charlottesville. UVA wins 33-28. The fans swarm the field. UVA announces itself as a national power in football. They will be wearing the 1995 uniforms playing against Florida State, which I think is a nice touch. Not the actual uniforms. They're probably really smelly by now, but new uniforms that look like the actual uniform. You won't be wearing those helmets anyway. They got better helmets now. Stick with the current helmets. Florida State, undefeated, number 8 in the country. Virginia, 3-1, very compelling win over Andrew Luck's Stanford team over the weekend. 7 p.m. ESPN, chance at a national statement for the Wahoos. And Chandler Morris, who this is one of a limited number of opportunities he will get. The schedule at UVA this year is very conducive to winning, but not very conducive to national attention. And so this is one of a few opportunities they've got, the Friday night. I hate the Friday night, but I love UVA Florida State. I think it will be an offensive battle. Sometimes when you say like two great offenses, it ends up being a bit of a stalemate. I do think both these teams are going to be able to move the ball. I think Chandler Morris is very good. He finished with 380 passing yards the other day, and it didn't feel like 380. This is still a team that's built its identity around the run, but they let him air it out, and he was very successful at that. I think you're going to see an attempt to establish the run, wear down the Noles, make this a four-quarter game, put the crowd into play, put the short week into play in Charlottesville. I think you're dealing with a team here in Florida State that has bigger games on the horizon. You're hoping to catch them off guard on the short week. They're going to be playing Miami. If they win this, that's a top 10 showdown. It's one of the great games in college football this year. If they don't win this, a lot of the year comes out of that, but they're looking ahead to that one. It's a big game night in Charlottesville. We'll be watching. Should be a ton of fun as we watch Chandler Morris and the Wahoos, and that defense as well, which has made some plays for them and kept them in games. Against NC State, it was more of a shootout, more of a Big 12 style of play. We've seen them make some plays. This will be the best team they've played, probably the best team they'll play all season. We'll see where Louisville ends up, but it's certainly not going to be Virginia Tech. We know that. As we look at UVA's schedule, Liberty ODU, the other game, as you know, that I'm circling this weekend. Second crack at Liberty, getting a big in-state win. After what JMU did to them, they're now 13.5-point underdogs. I'm doubling down on Liberty. First time I've ever said that in my life. Doubling down on Liberty this weekend against ODU. That's college football. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now we're on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Tuesday morning. Good Commanders Rewind, as it always is. We'll box that up. We'll put a bow on it. We'll make it available on the podcast. What you do is you go to your favorite podcast app, you search MP on the mic, you subscribe, and then after we do the Commanders Rewind, it gets injected straight into your football-loving veins. Pro Football Focus is in charge of documenting every snap, every play, every guy, every moment of the NFL, and sometimes things slide by that we don't catch. And certainly on the offensive line, I admitted earlier in this show, I did not see the offensive line shuffle coming the way it did. Andrew Wiley played well. Chris Paul coming off the bench, first time in 4 years as a starter, and not because somebody else got injured. But Pro Football Focus ranks every offensive lineman and every snap. And so there's two metrics here at play on this chart that they put out. One of them is how often the guy was left on an island. And this is for the tackles, right? So this is for Josh Connerly, the rookie on the right side, Laremy Tunsil on the left side. One of them is how often they're left on an island. So that means like you've got Max Crosby, you've got TJ Watt, you've got the pass rusher. How often are they told, block that guy? No help, no scheme, no nothing. Block that guy. And the other metric, of course, is how often they win when they're left on the island. The number one overall left tackle in football is Lane Johnson, Philadelphia Eagles. And their other tackle, Jordan Mailata, scored very highly as well. Josh Simmons, Kansas City Chiefs rookie, taken right after Josh Connerly, is also having a phenomenal season. And that's going to start some conversation, as they say, right? That they took Josh Connerly. I thought it was a great pick. I thought it was a defensible pick. I'm glad they used the pick on it. But Josh Simmons, taken a couple of picks later by the Chiefs, is having an incredible year. But in terms of pure how often they win on the island, the number one tackle in football Ms. Laramie Tunsil. And I think that sometimes the numbers reveal things you don't see in the day-to-day and the watching it, because I wouldn't have told you Laramie Tunsil is the number one tackle in football on an island. But they do the numbers. They break it down. What's interesting is Lane Johnson in Philly, who wins slightly less often. They both win basically all the time on an island. Lane Johnson gets left on the island by himself on almost three-quarters of all snaps. Right now, the Commanders are doing a lot more snaps where Laramie Tunsil gets help. And obviously, we mentioned Trent Scott is playing as a sixth offensive lineman. So when he's left side, that's help for Laramie Tunsil. He's not on the island. But that's encouraging to me as a person who says, man, the offensive line is going to be key to this team. And, you know, I didn't realize Brandon Coleman was doing it as poorly as he was. Laramie Tunsil has been flagged a number of times this year, and I think those are the times we hear from the offensive linemen. These metrics don't lie in the sense that Laramie Tunsil, when he's blocking elite NFL defensive linemen, he's winning. He is not letting people through to the quarterback. And I think that's validation for the investment. What's also fascinating is Josh Connerly is one of the two worst tackles in the NFL right now. And we all saw that. We saw that in the Packers game. We saw that in the Giants game. We didn't see it as much in the Raiders game because they got him a lot of help. They were lining up Trent Scott over there on almost every snap. It's a fascinating one, too, there. Now, some of that is self-fulfilling. If you've got two tackles in the game, and one of them is the best in the NFL, and the other one is the second worst in the NFL, and you have Max Crosby on your team, which side are you going to line Max Crosby up on? This is not a trick question. It also means Laramie Tunsil is routinely going against a lesser level of competition right now. Still good players. I mean, Giants game, those are great players. Giants have a great line top to bottom. But a Raiders game, Max Crosby's the guy. He's lining up more often than not over Josh Connerly. Josh Connerly's getting his help. I thought they schemed him a little better this week. I thought that was an important thing for them to do. Pro Football Focus, though, Laramie Tunsil, your number one tackle in football on an island. And I love that for him, and I love that move for Adam Peters. From the you can't hit all of them, Josh Simmons, drafted a couple picks after Josh Connerly, is destroying the competition right now. He's doing really well on a team that's struggling right now. You've got Chiefs-Ravens this weekend, pair 1-2 teams. Here's the Chiefs lose. The sky's falling. The dynasty's over. It's all over. The Ravens lose last night. Going to have to fire Harbaugh. There's just no way around it. 1-2. One of those narratives is going to win this weekend. Somebody gets the reprieve. I continue to insist the Ravens fans do not know what they're talking about. Keep your coach. He's good. There are not 10 better coaches in football than that guy. You're 1-2 with a pair of close losses. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. Things will come around for the Baltimore Ravens. They'll be just fine, especially in that division. Eagles roll on. Another week, another tush-push controversy. I exhausted all my anger about this last week, so I'll just reemphasize. Because what made me mad was not that they false-started on the tush-push, not that they didn't call it, not that it made a difference in the win over the Rams. We've resigned ourselves to all these things. It's that an anonymous NFL executive said this to Adam Schefter, which he put out after that play. This is what the membership voted for. You remember Roger Goodell wanted to cancel the tush push. They did not have enough votes to do that. They played it. I'd just like to address that briefly. The membership did not vote for the officials to incorrectly officiate a play every single time. We have slow motion video. We have replay reviews that take 3 minutes. We have expedited video replay reviews. We have options. When a guy jumps off sides on a tush push, when a guy jumps early on the tush push, you can call that. You can call the penalty. You can throw the flag, and that will naturally slow down the play. Hey, this is what the membership voted for. It does feel, and we may have to take a trip to Conspiracy Corner this week, it does feel like the NFL is intentionally not calling the penalties to prove the point. Oh, you should have done what we said and banned the play. I'm just saying, it feels, when you have these obvious calls that are going uncalled, it sure feels like they're proving a point, rather than officiating the football game, which is the thing they should be doing. Two more segments with you. We'll get you to noon. Remember, Friday night, big one, UVA Florida State. We'll get you fired up for that. That'll be on 1140, our sister station, WRVA. But we're back after this on your home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Injuries, the story in Ashburn as we get ready for Commanders-Falcons. Lots of games to get to today. UVA, Florida State fired up for that one. Couple of great offenses under the lights in Charlottesville. We'll get you ready for that. Virginia Tech goes to NC State. I don't want to say I'm optimistic because I'm not, but it's an opportunity for a statement win. So we'll break down what's going on with the Hokies. We'll get you ready for that. High school football, of course. As always, Gary Hess and Coach Chris, not with less Gary this week. 50% less Gary under the lights on Friday Night Lights. Lots to get to, but you start with the Commanders. You start with Dan Quinn going back to Atlanta for the first time since being head coach there. To me, the impressive thing is that's the guy who replaced him, Raheem Morris. Usually a few years later, you've churned that coaching staff a couple times, and I'm not going to pretend like Raheem Morris's job security is top-notch secure. It's definitely not. But it's still a rare, it's that guy and then it's the next guy going head-to-head against each other. And I heard the Junkies mention, of course, you know, scene of the crime, 28-3, the Super Bowl game. What I remember about that, and this is literally my first interaction ever with Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn was up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and I'm just going to say it, that was Kyle Shanahan's fault, not Dan Quinn's fault. But when you're a head coach, you wear it. By the way, the most unintentionally funny part of that was Arthur Blank, the owner, going down to the sideline in the second half so he could get ready to have Gatorade dumped on him and then having to stand there awkwardly while Tom Brady beat him in overtime. That's about as rough as it gets for an American sports owner. You don't play the games, you don't take the physical risks, but I feel like the emotional pain of that is probably actually comparable to what the players felt and the coaches felt that day, going down there in your suit, getting ready. Yeah, this biggest moment of your life, and then Tom Brady pulls the rug out from under you in overtime. It's a tough, tough night. That's a tough one to bounce back from. But it's Kyle Shanahan's fault, not Dan Quinn's fault. Kyle did it again in a Super Bowl, which I think is bolstering my case. That one's on Kyle, not Dan. Dan Quinn, Super Bowl 28-3. And then after that, a year or two later, was Tony Bennett at UVA, one seed losing to the 16 seed, UMBC. And so I was at the NFL league meetings in March right after that happened, right after Tony Bennett lost the one seed, which we had extensively covered. And I went up to Dan Quinn. I said, look, you don't know who I am. Here's who I am. You can punch me in the face if you want, because I understand this is an incredibly rude thing to do, but you lived through this. What would you tell Tony Bennett? And he didn't punch me in the face. He gave me a phenomenal answer and talked about, you know, what he went through after it and what the team went through after it and learning from it and going, you know, and seeing, like, having professionals in to come talk to the team about it, and was just really gracious with his time, which I understand to be the norm for him and not the exception. And you hear, you know, these guys now love playing for him. And so he'll go back to Atlanta. I think they'll be fired up to play for him in Atlanta. They were fired up to play for him on Sunday when he got knocked around by Marcus Mariota and started bleeding, which was the defining moment of that game. So pair of Dan Quinn games in a row here. Marcus Mariota has the revenge storyline as well. I think that's an opposite revenge storyline. It's a reverse revenge storyline. Normally, the player goes back to the place they played. That team cut him, traded him, replaced him with somebody else, whatever it is. They're getting revenge. And make no mistake, Marcus Mariota got benched in Atlanta. That's a thing that happened. But then after that, he packed his bags and left town, which is not traditionally how things are done in professional sports when you have a contract to finish out the year. Kirk Cousins, not the starter in Atlanta, not particularly happy about it, does still show up to work every day, punches in with the key card, watches film, runs practice. I think that swings it. I think it's a Dan Quinn revenge game coming back. Y'all should have kept me around. I'm a good coach. But it's a Falcons revenge game against Marcus Mariota. If he plays, which I think we're all expecting, Jaden Daniels will come out and play, of course. Not great when your two most important offensive pieces are battling injuries after an offseason where they didn't work together at all. And that's not, I'm not going deep analysis here. Terry McLaurin's your most important player, not named Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is your most important player, any name. They're both not practicing. And for Jaden, hasn't practiced since Green Bay, been limited since then. Terry, of course, missed the offseason, had the holdout, had the contract situation. I worry about the cohesion of the offense going into a game that I think we all expect will be a tight game, will be a competitive game, and Terry not being on the same page as Jaden or Marcus or whoever it is, or, you know, just the depth behind the two of them. Noah Brown's not 100%. He hasn't been all season. You got Debo. Debo's interesting. I think Debo's great. I love the kick return thing he did. I love the running thing he's doing. I love the pass catching thing he's doing. But he's not a traditional receiver. He's not going to be used as such. He's not in that line of work. And so this is a team that, you know, let Olamide Zaccheaus walk woefully short at wide receiver, as evidenced by the fact that the first pass of the season was not caught by any of the wide receivers on the depth chart. It was Chris Moore, who was elevated from the practice squad, and I think will be a part of it as well. They've got three receivers on the practice squad. I'm going to give you 1 point for any of the three you can name. I'm going to spot you Chris Moore, and you're going to be stuck at 1 point here because I am as well. Jacoby Jones is on the Commanders practice squad, and Ja'Cory Brooks is on the Commanders practice squad. Those people may be called on to catch important passes on Sunday, which is not the situation you want to be in if you're the Washington Commanders. That said, it's not hopeless. You've got Debo. You've got all the running backs in the world, which is very exciting. Eckler goes down. Chris Rodriguez did great. Certainly, you've got Jeremy McNichols. His worth has been proven over time. We've got the Bills situation. They've got enough running backs. They've got enough weapons offensively. But this is not ever a deep roster, and we're really seeing that stretch. Last year, they got lucky. Last year, they got lucky with injuries. And this year, we're seeing that regression. Dan Quinn will speak this afternoon, AWOD Radio. We'll have the latest from that, and then Grant and Danny will drive you home, break down whatever's going on in Ashburn as we get clarity on who's in and who's out for Sunday's game in Atlanta against the Falcons on offense. On defense, it's a banged-up secondary. We're going right back to where we started. Now, I think what's interesting is you look at the games they won, and we talked about this earlier in the week on Commanders Rewind. The two games they've won were against Russell Wilson and Geno Smith, two guys who don't operate with the stopwatch in their mind. They're operating with like one of those sand timers, the hourglass back there. That makes it easier. We'll see what happens on Sunday. You know, the Falcons' Penix moves a little quicker. This is about the D-line bringing it. This is about the D-line making it easier for the secondary. They've done that twice this year, and once this year they were unable to do that against the Packers. And the Packers took advantage of that, and it didn't go very well. Atlanta's in the middle. They've got a quarterback who, in Penix, who you say isn't Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, like flinging the ball around, getting it out, Jaden Daniels. He's not in that level. But he's not at the Russ level of, like, is he eligible for half-price meals at the Golden Corral? He's probably close. He certainly looks the part out there. Nothing against the Golden Corral. I love the Golden Corral. I'm from the Midwest. Y'all know. If it's a buffet, I'm there. And Russ, Gino, those guys move a little bit slower. These guys move a little bit faster. It's on the D-line to me. It's not on the secondary. I think the D-line's got to put pressure on the quarterback, got to make it so that, you know, these defensive backs who are banged up to start with, not a line of depth to start with, have Marshawn Lattimore as your CB1. That's what we're working with here, that these defensive backs find a way to, you know, hang on long enough, ride the bull for 3-4 seconds Defensive line gets home. It's up to Bobby Wagner. It's up to Von Miller. Dorrance Armstrong, 3 sacks in 3 games. That's the sort of performance they're going to need to find their way out of Atlanta with a win.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mentioned we've got a ton of other stuff to get to. We got to do a UVA update. UVA, Florida State, under the lights. It's being billed as two great offenses going head to head. And I think Chandler Morris has absolutely lived up to expectations in Charlottesville. So we'll be excited to break that one down, get you ready for that. I don't think this is an upset alert situation. I think Florida State's locked in. I think they're playing very well. I do think it's an opportunity for UVA to flex on national TV. This is the toughest game they've got, arguably, all season. Louisville's going to be good, too. But the rest of them are winnable. Strong performance here, and I think they'll build some buzz as, you know, not a playoff team, but what's that next tier, right? The Mayonnaise Bowl, you know, the Music City Bowl, that kind of second tier. Those are games UVA hasn't been to in a hot minute. And I think they could find their way there with the right performances this year. We'll dive back into Virginia Tech, their finances, their situation. We will give a baseball update because, as you know, the good people at Major League Baseball said, when should we schedule our most important games? And the answer was right in the heart of NFL season, ideally right when NFL games are being played. This show will rise above that discussion, and we'll give you a baseball update. It's one per day. We're capping it. It's one per day.
But we're going to do that for you. Ryder Cup updates all morning long, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One. You'll get those all weekend during sports talk programming. As we head out to New York, excited to hear about the action, soak it all in. You'll get our first Ryder Cup update momentarily. We're off and running. It's the Friday Fun Show. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
App all weekend long. Ryder Cup updates from Bethpage. Our friends at Westwood One will provide those out on the course. One of my favorite golf events of the year. You got, you know, the Masters, and then every other year you get the Ryder Cup and the pageantry and the drama. And it's always, it comes down that final day, the singles, and it's loud, it's rowdy. Throw a little New York on top of that. We got a situation brewing out there in New York. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I need to get into the golf drama. I think I'm missing out.
So the Ryder Cup, every other year, not every year, every other year, the best golfers from Europe play against the best golfers from the United States
okay.
to determine who should have won the Revolutionary War or something to that effect.
Got it.
unlike every other golf event,
yeah,
this one encourages loud, boisterous cheering. It's in America this year. It'll be in Europe in 2 years. And it's not the golf crowd.
Yeah.
Like, they are getting after it. They are booing the Europeans, cheering the Americans, telling Sergio Garcia what they think about
European. Both.
Sure. Oh, but like real golf and this?
Yeah, because I kind of want the, the proper little. But I also want to just experience going insane at a golf event.
my favorite thing about golf in person is at most of the big events, you can't have your cell phone. And I love that.
Really?
I think there need to be more places in the world where you can't have your cell phone.
I agree. I didn't know that, though.
We need to normalize. Well, because it's quiet. They don't want buzzing and ringing and, can you hear me? None of that.
That's true.
Yeah. I think there need to be more places in the world where you can't have your cell phone.
Yeah.
Have I pitched you my restaurant idea?
No.
I'm sure I've said this on the air before. All right.
I have not.
It's a restaurant, but you can't bring your cell phone in. Now, that's the baseline for the idea, right? Like, I'm not
okay.
I didn't build to that.
Okay.
That's the baseline.
We got the foundation.
We'll have at the door, whether it's the pouches or cubbies or...
I feel like we're back at school. Put it in the basket.
Absolutely. Put your phone in the basket. Yeah. We'll give it to you after the meal.
Okay.
No cell phones. No smartwatches. None of that.
Okay.
But when they bring you the food, they take a Polaroid picture of it.
That'd be cute.
So you can still post it to Instagram later.
That's actually a good idea.
So the phone can still eat. Yeah, that's a freebie for somebody out there.
Yeah.
That's a billion-dollar idea.
So you could have Richmonder the restaurant. You could build on
the Richmonder the restaurant.
Yeah, like have, the new stuff over here, and then you go over there, and there's the restaurant, and that's the idea.
I like the Richmonder the restaurant. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Newspapers, famously not a high profit margin activity. Restaurants also famously not a high profit margin activity. So I do feel like I could just spend my life in places where you work really hard for very little return.
But hear me out.
I'm ready.
Together, not a high profit. Together.
Step one, step two, ..
High profit. Profit. Or maybe medium profit.
Low profit plus low profit is medium profit.
Exactly.
That's just math.
Exactly. It's girl math.
Everybody gets that. Then we could afford a Ryder Cup ticket.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 9-10 the fan Ryder Cup tickets.
$750 to go to the Ryder Cup. But you get free food, free concession stand food, all the hot dogs and chips you can eat.
Yeah.
The more you eat, the cheaper the ticket gets.
Can I take the hot dogs to go? Like, can I
just bring like a Ziploc bag with you?
Yeah, like
bring home.
I'm making it worth it. I'm gonna eat some there, and then I'm gonna take the rest home for my family and stuff. You know,
I'd like 10,000 hot dogs. Please.
Can I do that?
I was told they were free.
Uh-huh.
I'd like 10,000 hot dogs.
There's gonna be a limit on the hot dogs, and I'm gonna be the reason.
It's going to be a great weekend of sports. Big NFL slate. And then Friday night, under the lights, UVA, man. UVA, Florida State, 30 years after that rematch game. All right, one more time. Yard sale at the Diamond on Saturday. Parney's checked back in.
Okay.
Parney is in the hospital. He says, I'm fine. I had flu that turned into pneumonia, but I coughed so much they brought me in. That's why I'm here. Parney is trying to jailbreak out of the hospital so he can be at the yard sale Saturday at the Diamond, 10 to 1. Funny. They're selling all the stuff from 15 years at the Diamond, so they don't have to move it across the street. He says if he gets out of the hospital in time, he'll empty out his office, sell it at the yard sale as well. We're pulling for Parney with the consent of medical doctors who know what they're doing.
Yes, Parney, please don't run away from the hospital.
Do not break out of the hospital. Don't do it. But if you get out of the hospital, we're pulling for you.
I saw some of the items online. It's really cool.
For the yard sale?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They posted some pictures.
I mean, I walk around down in those tunnels sometimes. People are like, you see stuff that's like, oh, that's really cool. Like,
you do.
And it's all, they're putting it out there. They're selling it all.
I love old stuff.
This is what we all wanted to do after the final game at the Diamond, but didn't get a chance to do, was rummage through and take the cool stuff. So now you get to do it legally.
Yeah.
With the proceeds going to Flying Squirrels Charities, who, of course, do great work in the communities.
I love places like that. Like, they've been around forever, and you just never know what you're going to uncover. I mean, even around here, I saw, like, some instructions or a map or something. I don't know. It was a piece of paper in the other room from, like, the year 2000. And, like, you never know, like, these places that have been up for, like, 40, 50 years, what you're going to find. I love it.
Yeah. The history, the vintage charm. Mm-hmm. If the squirrels ran a thrift shop, that'd be good. I'm running a restaurant. They can run a thrift shop.
Yes.
That would be fantastic as well. We'll keep running a sports radio station here because we've got a lot to get to. So, Friday Night Football, Under the Lights, which is going to be a great game. I'm fired up for this one. I know Hokie Steve's on the call. He's fired up for this one. Huguenot at Midlow. Midlow's undefeated. They're going to get tested by Huguenot as they step up after a couple wins after their opening loss to St. Chris. St. Chris at Benedictine, pair of 4-0 teams. St. Chris, Benedictine, and Trinity, all 4-0, all undefeated, private school powerhouses, and they were pushing around the public schools earlier this year, too. Just saying. That game's at 4. We won't have it live, but they'll be at the game before they go to the other game, so they'll tell you about the game during the other game. That makes sense? Good. Great. We'll move on. 1140 WRVA is the place to be Friday night under the lights for UVA and Florida State. I mentioned that briefly. Should be a lot of juice in Scott Stadium. Noles are good. Need to win this one to get to their top 10 showdown with Miami. You're going to love watching Chandler Morris. If you haven't seen him yet this year, he's UVA's quarterback. This offense can move. He shredded through Stanford last week for 380 yards. Won't come that easily against the Noles, but these guys know how to put some points on the board. And then main event Sunday is, I skipped over Virginia Tech. They play Saturday. They're still playing football. Apparently you have to play all the rest of them, even if you fire your coach. Sorry, Hokies. I got to keep doing that. Main event Sunday, 1 o'clock in Atlanta, Commanders and the Falcons. It's the Dan Quinn homecoming. Was, of course, the coach of the Falcons. Took them to a Super Bowl. Nobody remembers what happened in that Super Bowl. Not important to Dan Quinn. They'll be back. It's Jaden Daniels, probably. We'll get the official injury word Friday afternoon. AWOD will relay that to you during AWOD Radio. Well, I don't think Terry McLaurin's going to play. I do think Jaden Daniels will play. Secondary's a little banged up, but that pass rush, it's all about that pass rush up front. Dorrance Armstrong, 3 sacks in 3 games. Can they get Michael Penix off his timing? They've been able to do that successfully twice this year. Russell Wilson off his timing. Geno Smith off his timing. Can they do that again successfully on Saturday or on Sunday? That'll be a big indicator. Reminder, pregame coverage starts 10 a.m. right here on The Fan. It's Thursdays with Friends. The Friends are on deck. We'll take you up to noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes place. More after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.